It often happens that you can be someplace for a long time and sort of not really see it anymore. It can take newcomers to help reopen your eyes to what's right in front of you. Take those abandoned buildings still standing at forgotten crossroads in southwestern Virginia. Whitewash fading, boarded up windows, beautiful and compelling in their decay. That's what led Debbie Gardner and her husband Bill to purchase the Draper Mercantile 5 years ago.
There wasn't a whole lot that we didn't have to redo. We tried to use everything that we could, but it was in pretty rough shape.
The Gardners are from Charlotte, North Carolina. They call the Draper Merc the most expensive, cheapest thing they ever bought. They spent more than $1 million to refurbish a property they paid $70,000 for. But they brought it back to life, so it's no surprise they now refer to it as a she.
And we always say she's had this red dress in the back of her closet she's been waiting to drag out. And I always look at it almost like building the village, and all these elements have to work together to support the whole. Because in putting all this money into it, you know it has to be a destination point to survive.
So the Gardners added a restaurant and cafe, a shop featuring local foods plus hard-to-find gourmet items. There's music here on weekends. Community groups hold events. Then there's the New River Retreat side of the business, vacation cottages and larger houses near Clater Lake. There's even a package where a chef will come to your place, cook dinner, and clean up for you and your guests. A high-end amenity, Gardner says, has proved to be a draw, not a drawback.
One of the things that the locals said is, why would anybody want to come here? And also, you would never get $100 a night for somebody to stay here. There's nothing to do. So to see that transition into 33 vacation homes on the New River, on Clater Lake, and the New River Trail, in Pulaski County alone, we've had 9 people who've stayed with us actually buy property here.
The words "Draper is for dreamers" are hand-painted on a retaining wall. It's a theme, Gardner says, has played out here, not only for her, but her employees, like Thomas Hash, who runs the Merc's bike rental and repair shop.
I met Thomas when he did the Transamerica tour, and one of his things was when he graduated from Virginia Tech, he wanted to move to the West Coast. He wanted to move where something was happening. He didn't want to stay here. And as he was doing the tour, his mother handed him, I think, a bag lunch off the porch of the Merc, and he remembered this place. And he said by the time he got all the way toward the end of his journey, one of the things that he really learned was everything he ever wanted in life was right here.
Hash made these wind chimes from parts of bikes he's repaired this season.
The wrenches and the gears banging together and some bearings here. And that's a dream catcher themed one.
He's working on a memoir of his cross-country bike trip. He says one of the things the ride taught him is it's not about finding some perfect place, but about creating your own perfect place.
That's the goal of me being here. I don't want my children's graduating class to feel like they have to run to Oregon like I did in order to fulfill their dreams. There's plentiful opportunities and resources right here in our own backyard, and it's just a matter of opening some people's eyes to it.
I'm Robbie Harris.